This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abaim. We've spent more than 2 years learning Psukei Dezimra, and this will be our fourth review shir, and then Be'ezus Hashem, after Sukkot, we will begin with the Berachos Kriyas Shema. With Hashem's help, I hope we begin Shabbos Bereishis. I think that the learning of Psukei Dezimra has been a big aliyah for me, and especially reviewing the main points that we learned, I think is very helpful. So, let us begin with, we're up to Baruch Hashem Li'aylam, Amen V'Amen. Baruch Hashem Mitzion, Shochen Yishlaim, Hallelujah. Baruch Hashem Kvodoy, and then we say the two psukim at the end of the Baruch Hashem Li'aylam, Amen V'Amen, a total of four psukim. What is the significance of these four psukim? I want to thank my dear friend Rabbi Tzala Rose of Los Angeles for sponsoring these shiurim again for another year. He's sponsoring the Shum Le'ilu Nishmas, his brother Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, the Sham Shem and Aliyah, be a Melech Yosher for his whole family, for Simcha Sanachas B'Suras Toivais, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. What is the significance of these four psukim? Baruch Adonai Le'ilam Amen V'Amen. Baruch Adonai Mitzion Shechenu Shalayim, Hallelujah. Baruch Adonai Elohim Elohei Yisrael Oisei Nifla'is Levadoi Uvaruch Shem Kvaidoi Le'olam V'Yimalei Chavaidoi Eskal Ha'aretz Amen V'Amen. Aside from the fact that the Ben Ish Chai says that it's a good idea, if you can, to say the Pasuk Baruch Adonai Le'olam Amen V'Amen 45 times a day, because there's an Indian to try to say Amen 90 times a day. Now, it's not always so possible. One doesn't always have the opportunity. It's interesting. In the Chidas Vidui, one of the things you clap al-chait for is, oh, I didn't say 90 amens a day. So the Ben Ish Chai says a way to get 90 amens a day is if you say, Baruch Adonai Le'olam Amen Ve'Amen 45 times, so you'll get your 90 amens that way. Okay. So the first pasuk, Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, is the end of the third book of Tehillim. The second pasuk, Baruch Hashem Yitzion Shechnu Shalom Halleluka, is Kuf Lamed Hey of Tehillim, right before Hallel Hagadol. And the psukim, Baruch Adonai Elohim Elohei Yisrael Oisin Flois V'Adoi Baruch Shem Kvaidoi Le'olam Yimalei Chvaidoi Eskar Tzomen V'Amen, are the end of the second sefer of Tehillim. So, first of all, it's totally out of order. Why do we say these psukim? So that Vudraham says, well, the purpose of Psukei Dezimra is to finish Tehillim every day, at least the last five chapters. So once we finish Tehillim, we say psukim from the ends of each of the five books of Tehillim that, in order to signify the end of Tehillim. But the question is, it's out of order. So regarding the question that it's out of order, it's not really out of order. Because first we say the pasuk at the end of the third sefer. Then we say a pasuk from Kuf Lamed Hei, which is right before Hallel Haggadah. And then we say the end of the second sefer, but it's not really out of order. Because if you look at the end of the second sefer, it says, Kalu Tefilois David Ben Yishai. This is the completion of the Tefilois of David. In other words, even though our Tehillim is not formulated that way, the last praise David said was the end of the second book. So technically speaking, it's not out of order. But question, why don't we say the end of the first Sefer of Tehillim and the end of the fourth? The end of the fifth, we do. We say, Kal HaNeshama Tehalelka. But why don't we say the end of the first and the end of the fourth? So the Matei Moshe brings that there's another significance in these psukim. First, we say a pasuk with five words. That corresponds to Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevoirach, five words. Then we say a pasuk with six words, Baruch Hashem Mitzion Shechen Yishoim Haleluka, corresponding to Shema and Baruch Shem, that have six words. Then we say psukim, that together they have 19 words, that's Keneged Shemona Esrei. These four psukim are Keneged, the Shlosh says, the Shem Havaya. But going back to the Matei Moshe for a moment, if the reason we say these psukim is to signify five, six, 19, Baruch Hu, Shema, and Baruch and Shemona Esrei, now we understand this order. It's not out of order. We specifically want to allude to 5, 6, and 19. Says Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, why do we not say the end of the first Sefer of Tehillim and the end of the fourth? So, first of all, we really do. We say it in Hoidu. In Hoidu, we say, Baruch Adonai Elohei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam v'yirmu chol ha'am amin v'halal l'Hashem. Or v'hal... Now that's the pasuk that appears at the end of the first and the fourth. The reason we don't say it now, that Rabbi Yaakov Emdin says, is because that's how brachos ended in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, since we're not in that era, we don't say those psukim right now. Now what's interesting is, the first pasuk, Baruch Hashem Le'ilam Amin V'Amin, is like a bracha at the end of Pesukah de Zimra. The second pasuk, Baruch Hashem Etzion Shechon Yishayim Haleluka, is like Baruch Hashem Kvod Malchusai. And the third pasuk is more explanation. But to say the end of the first and the fourth svarim of Tehillim, those are psukim that were dafka said in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we don't say that now. Now we say Vayivarach David, we now stand up. Why do we stand up for Vayivarach David? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in his comments on Shulchan Aruch, it's because people give tzedakah then, and therefore there's a concept of standing up for people who are doing a mitzvah. That's the reason Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that people stand up for the chasan and kala, because since they're about to perform a mitzvah, there's a concept that you stand up for those who perform mitzvahs. Another reason given by Reuven Margolius is because it's sort of like a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael Avinu, a brachas haidah, and we know we stand up when you make a brachas haidah, like Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach. Now, here's another reason why we stand up. The Arizal brings in the Shar HaKavanos that the name Vadai is a holy name. Vadai is God's name. It's Gematria 21 Ekya, the Chidah says in the Dvash Lafi. The Ben Yoyada writes that Vadai 21 is the same Gematria as the Rosh Tevois of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. 1, Aleph, Yud, and Yud. And the Arizal, in his commentary to the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Davening, he says, that's the Pshat in B'chol Ma'aminim. Ha Vahadai Shemoi, Kein Tehilasai. And that's why it's in the context of Heha Goyi Be'ekya Shar Ekya. Okay. Therefore, it says the Shla, that is why we stand up, because we are referencing the name of Hashem. And even when we say Ata Hu Hashem Levadecha, and we say Ata Hu Hashem Ho Elokim, that's Rosh Tevois, Aleph Hey Yud Hey, that's Ekya as well. We continue to stand up. Now, Rab Schwab brings from Rashi and Divrei Hayomim on the pasuk Lecha Hashem Hamamlacha V'Hamisnase Lechol L'Roish. To Hashem is dominion and elevation. Lechol. All of this l'roish. You know what that means? This is all just the beginning of the praise of Hashem. As much praise as we say, as much as we think we praise Hashem, we're barely scratching the surface. We talk about the various spherois and midois of Hashem, which is also why we stand up during this part of the davening. Namely, we say that Hashem l'cha Hashem ha-gedula. Gedula is Hashem's chesed and rachamim. V'ha-gevura is midas hadin. Then there's emes, which is tiferes. Rav Schwab brings an amazing thing. Emes is a confluence of rachamim and din. Who is the epitome of rachamim? A mother, an aim. What's the epitome of din? Mace. What word do you get when you combine aim and mace? MS. Because emes is teferes, is a combination of rachamim and din. But teferes is tefillin, and nobody was able to see the tefillin shel roish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the teferes. But we were only able to see the kesher in the back, and the kesher in the back has two ritzuos, and the two ritzuos represent netzach and hoid. Netzach is the midah of Moshe. Netzach is the eternity, the influence that comes from above to below. Hoid, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu who brought the Torah down and brought the man down. Hoid is the midah of Aroin. Aroin brought all the karbanos up. Okay. Malchus is the physical universe of the way the universe manifests itself to us in this world. Yesoid is the spiritual world. And Friday night, we have the combination of the physical and the spiritual world, and therefore we refer to the Kedusha as Kala. Kala stands for Ki Lashem Hamelucha. Now, this is all why we stand, because we're referencing the name of Hashem. We have no hasaga of Hashem's reality, but what we do is V'nazkir Shimcha. We mention your name. So we say, Mahalalim l'shem tifartecha. Now this tefila of Ayvarach David comes from Divrei Hayamim, but then it continues with Atahu Hashem levadecha, Atah asisas hashamayim. That comes from Nehemiah. This is talking about that this tefila was said on Chaf Dalet Tishrei upon the restoration of the walls of Yerushalayim by Nehemiah. And it talks about how Hashem forsook all of creation and his heavenly retinue and the mighty angels and focused only on Avraham, who was in Ur Kazdim. Ur means city of, like ear with an ayin. Kazdim was Kesed, the son of Avraham's brother Nachar. Avraham, Reb Shwab brings from Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch. We know the pasuk says in Bereishis, Ela todoy shamayim va'aretz behi baram. Behi baram are letters Avraham. That through Avraham, the world recognized that there is a creator. And the pasuk says, Vata'as l'cha shem kahayoyim hazeh. Here, we're talking about in the context of Kriyas Yamsuf, that God made a name for himself. And so twice in Vayivarach David, we talk about God's name. We say, U'mahalalim l'shem tvartecha, and we say, V'atasach Hashem kahayom hazeh. Reb Schwab explains as follows. This is talking about at the end of the life of David HaMelech. David HaMelech had reached the pinnacle of human achievement. His son Shlomo was going to sit on his throne. David thought that even though he was not the Mashiach, that Shlomo would be the Mashiach. And in fact, Shlomo would have been had he not sinned. So one might be apt to get caught up with one's own successes and say, look, Hashem brought me to this point, but it was because of my devotion, dedication, hard work. So at the pinnacle of human achievement, especially we mentioned in the aftermath of the five Halalukas, of all the great epic eras of the afterlife, we always have to recognize that Eile Varecha ve'Eile Basusim, that when the Goyim come against us with horses and chariots, and we're victorious, and we might gloat over our victory, V'anachnu b'shem Hashem lekeinu nazkir, we always have to attribute it only to the name of Hashem. Even Mashiach, there is no accolade hurled, heaped, attributed to Mashiach. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is this part of davening of V'nazkir Shimcha. And now let us conclude with the final part of Pesukei Dezimra, namely V'nam Lichacha. Now, Reb Schwab writes that technically we were allowed to sit down after Vayivarech David before Oz Yashir. We explained that actually the Shlach HaKadosh said that we continue to stand because Ata Hu Hashem Aleikim is also referenced to Hashem's name. But either way, one needs to stand for Oz Yashir. because we have to stand for the Malchus of Hashem. Now, part of this is also, Reb Schwab interprets, Vayaminu b'Hashem. They believed in God, uv'Moshe avdoi, and that Moshe was his emissary. Question, what do you mean they believed in God? They just walked through a sea that split and the Egyptians drowned. That's Emuna. They saw with their own eyes, God controls the world and He controls history and He controls affairs of the world. So how is that Emuna? The answer is Emuna doesn't mean belief. Emuna means steadfastness. They had such faith at that moment that that conviction remained firm in their minds forever. That's what Emuna is. Emuna is to take the moment of clarity and be firm and faithful for that to that forever. Steadfastness, like the hands of Moshe, Vayehi Yadav Emuna, his hands remained steadfast. At the end of the Oz Yashir, we say Psukim of Malchios. After Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vaed, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vaed, we say other psukim, Ki Lashem HaMelucha, Va'olu Moshiyim Behar Tzion Lishvaris Har Esav, Va'hoya Hashem L'melech. Ki Lashem HaMelucha, I believe, is in Tehillim, Va'olu Moshiyim is Oivadya, Va'hoya Hashem L'melech is Zechariah. We say other psukim of Melucha, again, because what part of davening is this? V'namlichecha. So we say, Ki Lashem HaMelucha U'moyshel Ba'goyim. His relationship with the Goyim is he sovereign, he dominates them against their will. However, the day will come, V'hoya Hashem L'melech Al Kol Ha'aretz. The day will come where his Malchus is recognized over the whole world. Now the Beis Yosef says the reason why we add these psukim is because from Vayosha and on, there are only 14 mentions of God's name. So by adding these psukim, we get to 18 mentions of the name of Hashem. The Shlach HaKadosh tells us that it is impossible to reveal even a drop of the greatness of this great song. But let's deal with the following question of the Aruch HaShulchan. We know in Malchios and Rosh Hashanah, first we say psukim of Torah, then Nevi'im, and then Ksuvim. So then why do we end off Psukei Dezimra with Oz Yashir? With Oz Yashir? Oz Yashir is in the Chumash. It should go first. So the Aruch HaShulchan says maybe that's why the Rambam puts Oz Yashir after Yishtabach, because it's not really part of Psukei Dezimra. Then the Aruch HaShulchan says that actually the Zohar asks that Oz Yashir is so lofty that we want to juxtapose it to the Birchas Kriya Shema, which is known as Tselusa Demiyushav, the sitting Shemana Esrei. But Rabbi Yisrael, we pointed out that according to Rabbi Schwab, it's beautiful, the location of Oz Yashir, because Oz Yashir is fulfilling V'namlichecha. Of course it comes from Chumash, but it's fulfilling V'namlichecha. Others say that the reason why it appears over here is because the Psukei Dezimra is connected to the world of Yitzira, which is the world of the Malachim. And even greater than the Shira of the Malachim is the Shira of Klal Yisrael. So therefore we want to cap off the Shira of Psukei Dezimra of the angels with our Shira. We also discussed the Targum on the words Hashem Yimloich Li'olam Vaed, Hashem will reign forever and ever. The Targum on that is Hashem Malchusei Ka'im La'olam La'olam Me'amaya, God's reign stands present. Why present? It says Yimloich, will reign. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky pointed out that the Sefer Hechalais formulated a new pasuk. That pasuk is Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloich Li'olam Vaed. Number one, it should be Hashem Malach, past, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloich. Why this strange order, present, past, future? So Yaakov Kamenetsky says, because really the word Yimloich means always, forever and ever and ever, past, present, and future. But it primarily means current, present. So therefore, the correct translation is like the Targum. Hashem Malchus say, Ka'im, present. But Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloich is the full Targum. Present, which includes past and future. Okay. Now we say Hashem Yimloich twice, because as we mentioned, we want to try to get the name of Hashem 18 times. In the Chumash, the Matei Moshe points out, from Vayihi Bashmaris HaBoiker, there are 18 mentions of Hashem's name. But we cut out some of them, so in order to be mashlimit, so therefore we say Hashem Yimloich twice, and we add the other psukim. Okay, now let's conclude with Yishtabach. My friend Rabbi Yitzchak Yeager pointed out, Yishtabach is a continuation of V'nam Lichacha. That's why in Yishtabach you have five times the word Melech. Yishtabach Shemcha La'ad Malkeinu, okay, La'ad Melech, Adavak Yishtabach 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 And we say like this, Rivan Shalom, even though we were just engaged for a very long time in praising you, really we should praise your name forever. Yishtabach Shemcha Lo'ad. But what could we do? We have to move on. The Shar HaKavonos, the Arizal says that Yishtabach was enacted by Avraham Avinu. Kel Hohoidois, Aleph. Boirei Ka'anashamois, Beis. Reboin Kalamasim, Reish. Haboi Chebashir Zimra, Hey. Melech Kelche Olamim, Mem. It was enacted by Avraham. The Reb Shmuel Vital brings Shimcha Lo'ad Malkeinu Hakel is Rashi Tevois Shloimai. It was also enacted by Shloimai. Now the Avudraham says, well, maybe this mnemonic to Shloimai has something to do with the person who made Yishtabach. Maybe his name was Shloimai. But the Mekubalim say, no, it was enacted by Shloimai Amelech. So there's some interesting connection between Avraham and Shloimai. By the way, Yishtabach has 53 words, connected to 53 parshiyos. La'ad. The reason why we say La'ad is because we just said at the end of Az Yashir, Bayoy Mahu. Now, what's the connection between Avraham and Shloimai? Yishtabach is all about the number 15. Brachos v'adois me'at, we have Shir u'shvacha, Halel v'zimra, Oizu memshala, Nesach, Gedula, Agvura, Tila, v'seferes, Kedusha, u'malchus, Brachos v'adois, 15 praises, 15 generations between Avraham and Shloimai. We also have, in the Reb Yitzchak, Sagi Nahar, the son of the Ravid, he says, there are 15 words at the end of Yishtabach. We say, Kael Melech Gadol Batish Bachais. He says as follows. He says there are 15 words at the end of Yishtabach. We have a group of four, a group of three, a group of three, a group of three, and a group of two. The way he formulates it is, Kael Melech Gadol Batish Bachais. We have a group of four, three, 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 and two. A total of 15. So that's two 15s in Yishtabach. Shir u'shvacha is 15. And 15, you have Kelo Edois Adon Hanaflois. Boirei Ka'anashamois is three. Reboin Kalamasim is three. Haboi Chibashir Zimra is three. Melech Kelchei Melech Cheho Elamim, Rav Yitzchak Saginar says is two. That's two words. He asks, so how are we allowed to be mafsik between the end of the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Kamal Gadol Batish B'chayis with all these praises, He says, when is there a rule that you're not to be mafsik between the end of a bracha and amen? That's a bracha enacted by Anshei Knesset Hagdola. But this was enacted by none other than Avraham Avinu. And therefore, the rule that you're not to be mafsik between the end of the bracha and amen does not apply. Let's end off with one beautiful idea. The Chidah says, Yishtabach Shimcha Lo'ad Malkeinu is Rashi Tevois Yishalem. God will pay back. That as deep and profound as the tefillah is, as great as the number of layers of meaning and symbolism and depth of insight and remuzim, nevertheless, if somebody prays to the best of their ability, Yishalem, the Ribbono Shel Olam will pay the reward. The Elu Dvarim Sha'adam Oichal Perasem Ba'Olam Hazeh V'Hakaren Kayem Esloi La'Olam Haba. So, She'achiyonu V'kimonu V'yonu L'Azman Hazeh, that we completed the Pesukei D'Zimra. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us energy and insight to delve into the next part of the davening. Thanks everybody for joining. I wish you a good yar, a good kvittel, a good yom tif, Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach, and all the best to everybody.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.